And we are seeing an image now of your ancestors carrying you upon their shoulders in gratitude for the service that you have offered them. In honor of your giving, your tenacity, your forgiveness, your love, and your presence. They are parading around with you upon their shoulders, lifting you high above their heads in gratitude and thanks. We ask you to accept this and allow this. Receive this in gratitude for your service, in honor of yourself. For you are wondrous divine beings and deserve all the honor and respect that you can possibly accept and receive and much more. Honor yourselves by allowing yourselves to be paraded around as heroes. Heroes of the new civilization. You are creating this in your lifetime. Honor yourselves. The ancestors honor you now and thank you. Just enjoy it. Have fun with it. It is a big party. Just as this new civilization that we are creating now is a big party. Full of abundance and wealth and joy. The abundance and wealth and joy that your ancestors now experience. And experience through your lifetime. And will experience through your lifetime. As you continue to create heaven in your lives and heaven upon this earth. And in honor of the ancestors, we ask you to continue this journey passionately as unstoppable forces of divine creation. For you to know that you are an unstoppable force of creation and co-creation. Nothing in the universe can stop you. You are a powerful force of love and light. Nothing would dare get in your way. Everyone jumps to help you. To help you accomplish what you have come to accomplish. Everyone raises their hands high to volunteer to join you in your mission, your adventures. All of your divine friends from the farthest reaches of this planet and this universe are coming to join you now. Welcome them into your lives. We are here to help you and join with you and play with you, create with you. We have come from the farthest reaches of the universes, called to us to help you. We have nothing better to do. It is why we are here. You are better than television. We enjoy watching you. Your experiences. It is much more fun than watching SCI or SCU or MCU and whatever those shows' names. Much more fun. You are all very entertaining. And we love you all, for you are our brothers and sisters, our friends, our lovers. Our mates, our drinking buddies, our co-creation buddies. We wish for you to call upon us all the time. We have a constant link to you. No need to call us on the phone. The cosmic telepathy line is always open. We are always with you. We are not far out into space or in some dimension far away that you need to do something to get to us. We are here with you always, right next to you, whispering in your ears. You walk through us. Dimensions are here, around you, within you. They are not linear, they're not far away. We are not anywhere other than right here and right now. Enjoy our presence and enjoy your presence. We wish you all to bid another thank you to your ancestors now for joining you in this process, for all of your friends who have come to assist you. Thank everyone. And we thank you for joining us, for being courageous, for coming here this evening, for coming to this planet, for being in a human body, for living a divine life in this reality. In this life upon planet Earth, that seems hell-bent upon creating only destruction. We bless you and honor you for being courageous in creating heaven, creating love and light and joy and beauty in your lives. This is a great service, sends a wave across the entire planet and affects every last being and every person upon this planet. Know that you are affecting every single being that you may watch upon television, living in dark places upon this planet where people fight and strive and cry. You are helping them just by being you. And we bid you a fond adieu, and we wish you a namaste to you all, beloveds. We love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. We ask you to now breathe through your noses and out through your mouths, breathing these energies down through your feet, grounding them in the planet for integration, to integrate these energies here in your body, in your lives, and in this reality. Breathe consciously through your nose and out your mouth, sending the energies down into the earth through your feet. Continuing this process, grounding yourself here, grounding your energies. Integrating everything that we have done. Integrating this fully into your life, into your reality, into your energy fields, into your antakarana, your column of light, into your chakra system, into your genetics, into your DNA. And our beautiful DNA sighs a gentle sigh of relief. There's more freedoms available to them, to our beautiful codons, our chromosomes, our cells. They are all happy. Happy little campers. Singing songs of joy. Happy little DNAsies. We are all singing like the daisies. We are all happy little DNAsies. And if anyone has any questions for us, especially those related to ancestry or your energies, that you feel may be affected by your ancestral patterns, both good words to use in their specific timing. Creation is a good word to use when you are creating on your own, within your mind, within your consciousness, when you are affirming, when you are creating with your God presence. In this sense, you are always co-creating. In truth, there is nothing but co-creation. You are creating with your mind, you are creating with co-creating with your mind, co-creating with your emotions and feelings and your perceptions, and you are co-creating with your God presence. You are co-creating with the unified field and the ascended masters and the angels and all the elements that exist in reality. We use both words to serve in their different connotations, but we once again say that really, truthfully, we are always co-creating. It is always a co-creation. Reality is a co-creation, for we are all in this together. We are not in our own little universe, even though we have a perception that we are, and in a sense we do, because we are experiencing reality in a certain way that no one experiences in this way. So in a sense we experience life in a way that is our own separate little universe. But this universe is in synergy with all the other universes, all the other perceptions, all the other individuals. So no matter what, everything is a co-creation. You're very welcome. Yes, beloved, it is always good to be in the present, but to honor the past. By honoring the past can be brought to the present. By respecting and honoring the past as being totally perfect, as wonderful, as divine, even if it did not feel divine, even if it was terrible and hurtful, in some way it was divine. This is your goal and task, to find this. How and why? You are to be like little Pollyannas. to find the positive in everything, when you can be little Pollyannas, you can be in the present. At the very least, you can just honor the past. Then the past will heal naturally. Forgive the past, and the past will release itself, so to speak, will release its grasp upon time, will release its grasp upon feeling and experience and hurt and pain and suffering and so forth, and fear. By being in the present, the past takes care of itself. But sometimes the past needs a little bit of assistance. We need to help those parts of ourselves to forgive, to let go, to be here in the present. That is very relevant. If you feel that that is the way to do things for yourself, then you should do it. Everyone has their own experience of reality, release, healing, and so forth. All guidance that may come from above or below or around you or from friends or from channeled entities or whatever and whoever should be applied to your own processes in your own way. Follow your own spirit, beloved. And if things seem no longer relevant, then it is totally appropriate to let them go. And this is beneficial to you, to be in the present. For the past no longer exists. It is only a memory. It is no longer relevant in any way to this present moment. And by aligning to divine grace, you are allowed to be in this present moment without any connection to the past, without any relevance to the past. This is what our divine friends, the karmic board, and the angels and the ascended masters assist us with. To be in the presence, and divine grace and the law of grace assists us with, and grace Elohim, and the divine mother, to be in this present moment without any connection to the past. Reality does not have to be created based upon anything that has occurred in the past. This is the key for everyone in creation. The past is irrelevant. How things have occurred in the past is absolutely irrelevant. Exactly. This is how the universe works, how your God presence works. When you play and have fun and just create, then the things that you need are created for you without thinking about them. As if mom and dad are taking care of things while you're out there playing, just being a child. Then when your belly's hungry, there's dinner ready for you. When you need something, it manifests for you. Rather than you have to do something or create a deal with somebody or manipulate yourself or reality or another being to get what you want. In the future we will create magically. And this is how we need to create now as children, magically. And magic will happen effortlessly, gracefully. Very good. Gold stars for you. That is working, playing in connection with your knowing, your feeling, your body. Anyone else have any beautiful questions to ask? Or another one from our brother. Or are you all filled up? Yes. And this is possible, but it is also connected to your soul, your spirit. This is a big question, big tapestry that you have opened the door to. For as spirits, we experience lifetimes in different bodies and in different souls. And we as spirits have had many lifetimes. And as souls, we have had many lifetimes. But in your processes, you can call in your ancestors, call in your the cavalcade of possibilities, your souls, your soul extensions, aspects of you. There are many different terminologies that beings may use. And help them, assist them to heal and forgive, etc., etc. Does not really matter the specifics of how it, they are connected to you, whether it is your lifetime, their lifetime. It is all a big co-creation once again. We could speak on this subject for another hour. We would have to pick apart the dimensions and the soul and the spirit and the monad and We could go on and on for days on this. Suffice it to say that the best thing that you can do for yourself is be in the present. Bring your consciousness into the present. Feel and embody your presence, your soul presence, and your spirit, the presence of your God presence. And everything takes care of itself. Naturally. You have paved the way for yourself from every lifetime that you have had upon this planet, especially. You have paved your way for from every experience, every lifetime that you have had. Your souls, your soul extensions have also paved your way. Your souls have paved your way for they, the mastery that they have acquired, you are embodying. The mastery that you will, the abilities that you will be able to utilize, that you will be living naturally. It's from their experience, your experience. It is a funny thing to talk about, for we have to talk about things as if they are separate. But at the same time, they are not. It is a paradox. You are a great master as well as being a human, experiencing life upon planet Earth as if you are separate, as if you are not divine, as if you are not a miraculous, magical being. But of course, this is an illusion. You are a great master, you have had many lifetimes, you are God present. Of course, is a cavalcade of awesome mastery, and you are embodying this mastery. And you will do miraculous things. Everything and everyone has paved our way. The ascended masters have paved our way. The angels are paving our way every second. As they lay down rose petals at our feet as we walk. The animals pave our way by being around us, blessing us with their presence, beautiful birds chirping daily. The beautiful water paves our way by assisting us to be able to drink beautiful water and the beautiful food. Beautiful plants grow so that we may eat them. They are paving our way. It is once again a big co-creation. You are paving the way for others to follow in your footsteps, to learn by your example. To see you and go, I can see that he has done it. So it must be possible for me. he appears to be a normal human doing miraculous things. I am a normal human. Why cannot I do miraculous things as well? So we bid you adieu and we say to you to do miraculous things. Be miraculous. Be magical, divine children of light. And co-create heaven on earth. Indeed. Indeed, beloveds. Preening your feathers.
No. Telling my skin to remember that my heart flame is emanating a good from out here.
Yeah, that was certainly the theme tonight, wasn't it? It's one for all and all for one. Thank you, everybody. That was fun. Did you guys have a good time? You're welcome. Oh, it's my pleasure, believe me. It's a little MP3 recorder. MP3 player. This is a pouch that I actually usually put a disc in. And I decided to. Normally, I just set it near me, but I decided to put it on there now. Because it doesn't pick up, you know, very well if it's far away, so...
It actually records as well, doesn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just, when after tomorrow, I'll put this on my website and people can download it if they want to. It's really cool because I can just, you know, it's already recorded.
What you had to say.
Yeah. And I just stick it on my website and then people can, you know, just download it and it's totally cool. Yeah, I was just talking to a lady today, and she was talking about this whole big workshop that these people are doing that are involved with The Secret, and I just send you an MP3 player, and it's all on there, you know?
That's the workshop.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't know how many hours and hours and hours of stuff. It's just on this little MP3 player, you know, because they're so cheap nowadays. You can just, you know, chuck it all on an MP3 player and, yeah.
It's not quite the same, isn't it?
Hmm?
It's not quite the same as being there.
Oh, well, yes. Being there is always, always better. Get the vibration, the energy. Especially when you call in all of our buddies like I always do, you know. Yeah.
Look at it, it's like it's a subconscious creative force that is a prelude to acknowledging the collective consciousness and the telepathy that we have inside. So the lines of our aura, we're sort of manifested as the roads on the ground. Things like that, and the latitude and longitude, and things like that. There's so many inventions that people come up with to try and replace the body's ability to do things, but the body's better at it.
Has that personal dimension. Well, thank you. Is the evening by donation?
Yeah. Yeah, just Kuan Yin there is the little donation. Bowl, yeah. Yeah. So just give whatever you feel to.
Sure.
Zakiran.
Zakiran,
yeah. And, you can find more goodies on me at zakiran.com. I'll put a sheet. If you guys want to get on my email list, I'll put a sheet up here. You can